At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller?
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
How's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So what went wrong?
Nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song. Of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Horse racing is putting the expression all news is good news to the test this week. The sport's been in the news a lot since Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit failed a drug test, but there's a lot of negative attention. Yesterday, trainer Bob Baffert had to walk things back on that topical ointment that he used on Medina Spirit. Still, Maryland racing officials are going to let the horse compete in the Preakness this weekend. In fact, his presence will probably be the key to the race getting respectable ratings. But big picture here, the questions about Bob Baffert, the trainer. Are they going to come down hard on him, make a point here? Are they going to DQ the horse and take away the Kentucky Derby? And it's unfortunate. At 12-1, Medina Spirit was a great underdog story, and Baffert was starting to get recognized even more as one of the transcendent figures in racing. And now we have chaos. But it's interesting. Probably not how horse racing authorities would like the sport to be elevated to mainstream, but any publicity is good publicity, right? Let's bring in Pat Forty, covers the sport, had a lot of things to say about Bob Baffert after the Kentucky Derby. Pat had a tweet saying Maryland officials cite integrity of due process in allowing Medina Spirit to run while also asking for additional testing of the Derby winner. Testing yesterday and today should yield results by Friday, officials said. Pat, I said this after the Derby. I said it to Bob Baffert. Why don't they test the horses prior to the Derby? Then you don't have this embarrassment. And he said, well, it's hard to do that if you do it Friday and then the race is Saturday. Can you get the test results? Well, the Preakness is doing this now, and Medina Spirit is going to be racing here. So what do you make of the Preakness, Medina Spirit, and Bob Baffert?
Yeah, I guess I'm not surprised that Medina Spirit has been given the tentative go-ahead to race. We'll see what the drug test comes back with on Friday, if there's still traces of betamethasone in his system or not. But I just think that without the second confirming sample back from Churchill Downs, that they were facing, you know, a lot of angry lawyering if they tried to keep the horse out of the Preakness here. And quite frankly, you know, as you alluded to, you don't want to run a Preakness without the Derby winner. If it's controversial, well, maybe all so much the better for a race that really is lacking any luster, Dan. I mean, this is a weak field other than Medina Spirit and Baffert's other horse, Concert Tour. So if you're Pimlico Racecourse, Maryland Jockey Club, you're sitting there saying, yeah, we want that horse in the race.
Yeah. The head veterinarian at Pimlico said the following this morning: if there is or was any of this drug or any other medications, whether therapeutic or illegal, in the horse, we will know about that before the race. This is supposed to be therapeutic, this cream that was put on this horse. So why is it considered cheating if it's not something that really, you know, it's not a performance-enhancing drug?
Yeah, well, I mean, as an anti-inflammatory, I would think it falls into the category of something that relieves discomfort for horses, and thus is it relieving a discomfort that would otherwise keep them from running as well or running at all if without that. It's not the first Baffert horse to test positive for this. Gamine, his brilliantly fast filly, tested for this last year in the Kentucky Oaks. So what was the purpose of using it then? You know, is it being used simply as a topical for a skin irritation, or is it being used to alleviate pain or discomfort in some other area? That's, I think, the question.
I wondered if Bob Baffert didn't go all scorched earth a couple of days ago, that we might be a little bit more lenient, because he had cancel culture, he had sabotage, I mean, denials, never used it, we don't use this. And then I said to Bob, did you do inventory here? Did you ask people who work with you? He said, we're in the process. Don't you start with the veterinarian? I mean, I don't understand this, Pat. I don't.
No, I'm with you. That's exactly. I mean, if they found out about this on Saturday, I mean, the first call goes to the vet, doesn't it? If you are, you know, 100% in the clear, the first call, is there any chance why this horse would have this in its system? And you go from there to everybody else in your barn. You know, why would the horse test positive for this? And yeah, I think Bob's reaction definitely was off-putting to some people, and just the cumulative effect of this has been, you know, five very high profile positive tests for Bob Baffert horses. You know, he's great for the sport in terms of his success and his visibility and his approachability. He's glib. You know, he's recognizable in a sport where nobody's recognizable. But at the same time, he's lost a lot of credibility in the last year plus, really, over these drug tests. And I think this was like one bridge too many for a lot of people.
Did horse racing have a good week?
No, I don't think so. Now, I mean, you could argue, you know, as your lead-in said, any publicity is good publicity, but they're testing the bounds of that for sure. I don't think so. Anytime the Kentucky Derby winner is disqualified, that's a bad week. Now, it has certainly sustained the storyline of Medina Spirit and the Kentucky Derby for several days, and it's brought interest into the Preakness that maybe wouldn't be there. But I think what we're going to have people at Pimlico booing the Medina Spirit. And, you know, while that may not hurt the horse's feelings, it's not necessarily good for the sport.
The horse hasn't apologized, technically, Pat.
He's been stubbornly silent.
Yes, yes, he has. Thanks for joining us, Pat. We appreciate your time as always.
My pleasure, Dan.
That's Pat Forty, Sports Illustrated senior writer. Yeah, I think horse racing will benefit from this. The casual fan probably doesn't care about it. You like the event. Somebody's going to have a party. You go over, and then everybody has some cocktails, whatever the cocktail is of that race, and then you have that. And, you know, maybe you have the horse racing, you know, prior races in the background, and then all of a sudden you gather around TV, and then you watch for 2.5 minutes, and then it's done. Does anybody care if it's, like, real? or sanctioned, or I don't know if people do. It's almost like we move past steroids in baseball, certainly in football. Tour de France, yeah, somebody's doing something. Football, sure. HGH, steroids, somebody doing something. It's like we just kind of said, all right, whatever. I'm just going to watch for the entertainment here. You know, not the moral compass here of the sport, and I'm worried about the integrity. Like I used to, you know, I was flying that flag, you know. Oh, you got to protect the sport. I wanted to protect Hank Aaron, believe it or not. That was my crusade. I got to protect Hank Aaron. From what I'm not sure, other than Barry Bonds. And Barry Bonds is, you know, friends with Hank Aaron. But I'm going to protect him from, I'm going to protect the integrity of this sport. When you tell people, oh, yeah, you know, HGH is a big issue in the NFL, people don't care. Like, do you care? Unless it's a quarterback who tested positive. Like, if it came out that Tom Brady used performance-enhancing drugs, or Russell Wilson, or throw out Patrick Mahomes. There you go. If Patrick Mahomes tested positive, probably a big deal. But not as big as Derek Jeter testing positive, because we viewed steroids differently in baseball than we do in football. Because, you know, having been on the sidelines and listening to the collisions, I'm like, hell yes, I'd be using steroids if I played. Baseball, oh my God, the integrity of the sport. Like, we kind of pick and choose when it really bothers us. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Times change. We started out, we were doing the show in my attic. That was for 3 years. Graduated to a man cave of sorts. We were above a bar. And then this man cave. Times change. Things change. People change. One thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff that you don't want. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Taste like Miller time. You know, that summer afternoon, we're going to be coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Miller Lite gets delivered right to your door. MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. The 82-game preseason is in the books. And finally, it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
I was in the back room talking to the back room guys. Nobody else does, but I went back to say hello, and then I walk out, coming back over to the other side of the man cave. Seton goes, "Do you hear about Gwyneth Paltrow?" And I go, "Wait, what?" And then Paulie goes, "Save it." I go, "You can't do that. You know I love Hollywood. Are we going to have a Hollywood minute here, Seton? I got to get to Florio, but you're teasing me here with Gwyneth Paltrow."
She made a pretty powerful admission about some of the sort of the lows that she hit during quarantine.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
No, I got to get to Florio. I mean, he's really busy.
It's a stunning
unless
announcement.
Mike Florio wants to hear about Gwyneth Paltrow. Mike, I'm going to leave this up to you. We can talk football or we can work in Gwyneth Paltrow.
Dan, I will not be able to function properly over the course of this interview if I don't know what happened.
And I believe you're being sincere, Mike. yes, Seton.
Well, this news broke, I think, maybe a day or two ago. But it's just taken me now to emotionally be prepared to bring this to you guys. But apparently during quarantine, Gwyneth Paltrow broke down and ate bread.
Oh, my God.
Actual bread. Yeah. Carbs and all. Back to you.
Did she announce this like a revelation?
That's how low things got. She actually ate bread.
With the crust and everything?
Yes.
Oh, my God. My Gwyneth.
She was really...
Although, when you said she ate bread, I thought you said she ate Brad.
No.
And I'm going, what? Like, wait, what? What? Now let's bring in Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host. Let me start with Tim Tebow. I'm curious... You know, you had Chris Collinsworth podcast with Urban Meyer, and Chris asked him, and Urban basically saying, "I haven't made a decision yet." When does he have to make a decision on Tim Tebow joining the 90-man roster?
Let me just first say that during quarantine on a nightly basis, I took a large piece of bread, soaked it in bourbon, lit it on fire, and swallowed it whole. Take that, Gwyneth. When you look at the clip of what Urban Meyer said to Chris Collinsworth, I mean, at one point he says, "Hey, let's give it a shot." Well, but we haven't decided to do it yet. I don't get it, Dan. I don't know if this is a trial balloon, if they're stung by what happened with the Iowa strength coach that they had on the payroll for like a day before Urban Meyer realized this isn't like college football where you just do whatever you want to do. This is a gimmick. This is a sideshow. Urban Meyer's trying to sell it as something other than that. It is an effort to sell jerseys. It's an effort to sell tickets. They can sign them whenever they want to sign them. And I think part of it is, frankly, they got to figure out what they're going to do with Gardner Minshew because he's wearing Tebow's number. And so that's a reason to wait because you want to sell the 15 jerseys right out of the gates. You don't want to have a back order of 15 jerseys and you don't want to have something awkward where he wears number 16, then number 15. But I feel like it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. And I guess the one small sliver is the possibility that Urban Meyer gets enough pushback internally that he realizes this isn't college football. I'm not going to be able to make this fly in the locker room because there's going to be guys giving him the side eye in the locker room saying, "Are you serious? A guy who hasn't been in the NFL since 2012 in a regular season game, never played tight end. He had one snap at tight end. It did not go well." Yeah. And he's going to get one of these jobs that there are hundreds of guys out there trying to get these jobs. Get out of here with that. I feel like he's going to have to deal with that internally.
But it's the 90-man roster. That's different for me. If it got down to the 53-man roster...
Oh, it will. I think what will happen...
You think if he gets on the 90-man roster, he's going to make the 53-man roster?
Well, why is he on the 90-man roster? What's the point of giving one of 90 roster spots in one of the most competitive sports in the world when there are guys every year coming out of the college level who are good enough to play at the NFL level and they're dying for a spot on the 90-man roster? You're taking that 90th spot and you're giving it to a guy who you should just hire to be an assistant coach. Make up a title for him. If you want him in the building, if you want to give your friend a job, do that. Don't give him one of the 90 spots where the guys are competing to be one of the 53. I think what's going to happen is he'll end up on the practice squad and they will elevate him on a regular basis to one of those two extra spots where you can take practice squad guys and make it a 55-man roster and potentially end up, dressing, getting a gimmick play thrown his way, catching a touchdown pass. Fans are happy. Jerseys are sold. I just think that you're not doing this dance with Tim Tebow now unless you have plans for September. And I think Urban Meyer has plans for September or he wouldn't be wasting his time on it now.
Why does Tim Tebow bring about anger?
Well, yesterday people immediately started to make the connection with Colin Kaepernick because Kaepernick's been out 4 years. And right now, the strongest argument for not giving Kaepernick a chance is he hasn't played in 4 years. Well, here's a guy who hasn't played in 8 years and he's going to change to a position that he refused to play back when the quarterback thing started to fizzle out for him. But it occurred to me, this is very simple. No one was going to give Tim Tebow a chance. Urban Meyer's the one coach who was going to sign Tim Tebow, just like Jim Harbaugh is the one coach who would sign Colin Kaepernick because he's been praising Kaepernick the last 4 years. If Harbaugh ended up being the coach in Jacksonville, maybe Kaepernick gets an opportunity. But Tebow gets an opportunity because it's the one coach who would give him one. And I just think it's this idea, Dan, that it started with the baseball thing for me. I had no problem with him playing in the NFL. He's a first-round draft pick. Josh McDaniels rolled the dice, and it kind of worked. You know, he got to the playoffs. I mean, horribly inaccurate, figured a way to win close games from time to time. Magical run in 2011. But, you know, there's a certain point where you just gotta move on. And if you don't move on, you're I got no problem with it. I'm a capitalist. The Mets thing was about making money.
Yeah.
And I feel like this thing's about making money. So don't tell me it's about football when it's about making money, because I think it's about Jacksonville, jerseys, tickets, excitement, and not about football.
If I said Urban Meyer's either going to be really good or really bad, no middle ground, what would you take?
Really bad, just because history tells us, other than Jimmy Johnson. You know, it seems like every few years, there's a college coach who comes to the NFL and he's going to revolutionize the game. And the media lines up to apply lips to his buttocks in the event that he is Jimmy Johnson. Right. Oh, this is going to be great. Oh, Greg Schiano. Oh, he's going to be great. Chip Kelly. Oh, he's going to be great. He's going to revolutionize the game. Nope. Who was the other
Spurrier.
One?
Spurrier.
Yeah, Spurrier, Saban. I mean, they're all one after another. Here's the guy. Oh, and I'll believe it when I see it. If you're going to be Jimmy Johnson, you got to prove to me you're Jimmy Johnson. And until then, there's only one Jimmy Johnson. That's how I look at it. And I feel like there's so many in our business that are falling all over themselves to assume that this is the next Vince Lombardi. It makes me inclined to go the other way too. And we'll see. We'll see. It's a hell of a laboratory experiment. And from the Jaguars' perspective, every other thing they've tried for the past 20 years hasn't worked. So they may as well try this.
He's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host with Chris Sims. I'm wondering if the commissioner can call the Packers before they before they do the schedule release. Like, if you're running a league, you have the Packers opening weekend, that 4:25 slot. That's Fox's big game. And the other game is Denver against the Giants, the team mentioned as the landing spot for Aaron Rodgers if he doesn't stay in Green Bay. Do you think the commissioner calls teams, not just the Packers, to inquire about certain things like a situation like that to help when they release the schedule?
I don't know if the commissioner sits down with a notepad and a to-do list, and I'm going to call Mark Murphy today and talk about Aaron Rodgers, but I suspect they have ways of getting information,
okay,
whether it's three levels down. But they get the best information they can. What's going on here? What do you think is going to happen? They need that information. Packers, Chiefs, biggest game of the year potentially, other than Buccaneers, Patriots. You got to put that game late enough in the season that it can be flexed out of 425 or flexed out of Sunday Night Football if that's where it would end up. I mean, you don't want it to be locked into Monday Night Football. You don't want it to be in a hard spot where you can't move it because you may or may not have Aaron Rodgers. So I think there are ways to protect yourself against it. But yeah, how do you not have those conversations when you have access to the individuals involved? And these are legitimate business considerations. Where are we going to put these marquee games?
Let's take away the Buccaneers and the Cowboys. Give me the must-see matchup in week one.
Wow. Steelers-Bills. I'm surprised that's a 1 o'clock game. I really am. A couple of playoff teams from last year with a lot of continuity. I mean, with the Saints-Packers, you know you're getting one new quarterback in New Orleans, whether it's Taysom Hill or Jameis Winston. It's not like Drew Brees is back. You got Ben Roethlisberger in what likely will be his final year, going to Buffalo to take on Josh Allen. The Steelers going all in, the Bills trying to rectify how their season ended. I think that's the best game of week one, and you could argue it's even better than Cowboys Bucks.
Yeah, but I think this might be because it's Buffalo and they're at 1 o'clock, that maybe Steelers, of course, are a national draw. I don't know if the Buffalo Bills are a national draw. If this game was in Pittsburgh, then maybe it's a 425 game, but I don't know. It just feels like maybe Buffalo is still not graduated to that must-see TV.
What excites you more, Steelers, Bills, or Ravens, Raiders?
Steelers and the Bills.
Yeah, but now the Raiders, new stadium. I think there's a sensitivity to letting these stadiums empty all year.
Absolutely.
This is the first time there's actually going to be human beings other than the players and the coaches and the officials in Allegiant Stadium. So it's got to have a prime spot.
Kind of quiet on the Deshaun Watson front here.
Very quiet.
What's that mean?
It means that they're working on a settlement of the 22 cases. It's the only reasonable conclusion at this point. And look, it was nearly 3 weeks ago where the lawyers were in court accusing the other parties, each side, of destroying evidence. And there were social media posts, Dan, and there were press conferences. And it was ugly and it was nasty. The plug doesn't mutually get pulled on those tactics in the court of public opinion unless there's something happening behind the scenes. And if they can get these cases settled to the satisfaction of everyone involved, I think Deshaun Watson gets traded. And I wrote last night that I think the two main destinations for him would be the Dolphins or the Eagles. And I think the Eagles are a team that should never be discounted in this because they are desperate to get a franchise quarterback. And yes, they want to go all in with Jalen Hurts this year. But if Deshaun Watson, who's already proven himself, would fall into their laps, I think they would do it.
I keep thinking the Washington football team.
I think that's a possibility.
The only problem is we know what's happened off the field with the Washington football team, with cheerleaders, with the owner, and I think that's a Molotov cocktail if you bring Deshaun Watson into a situation like that.
Dan. Hey, and he's going to get suspended. Even if he gets all these cases resolved today, you can't not suspend him with 22 of these claims alleging sexual misconduct during massages when Ben Roethlisberger served 4 games in 2010 with 2 allegations of sexual misconduct. So you can't look the other way if you're the NFL. It's got to be a 4 or 6 game suspension. Some people I've talked to around the teams, not the league office, but the teams are thinking that's what it would be. I don't think there's going to be any hesitation to trade for him once these cases are resolved. Because if the cases aren't resolved, then what you're trading for is a guy who's going to be on the commissioner exempt list until the cases are resolved.
Yeah.
You know there's going to be a suspension. You assume there's going to be one. You trade for him, he serves a suspension, and then he comes back by Halloween, and you've got him for the rest of this year, and more importantly, you got him for the rest of his career, if you can keep him happy, and if you can work it out from a cap standpoint.
Here we are in the middle of May. If you were betting on Aaron Rodgers, where he'll be in September?
I think he's going to find a way to come back and act like, what's everybody looking at? I mean, is there a booger I'm unaware of? Why is everyone staring at me? Why is everyone asking me all these questions? What's the big deal? I think he's going to do that, Dan. We've seen him do that before. You know, he'll light the fuse, he'll run away, and after the explosion, he comes back and he chastises everyone for noticing the explosion. I think that's what he's going to do. And he's going to blame us, me, you, everyone who's made a big deal about it. We're just looking for clicks. We're looking for views. We're looking to make money off of his name when he knew damn well that he could have ended all of this with Tirico at the Kentucky Derby. 2 days into it, he had a chance to go on camera and say, this is all overblown, this is all fake, this is nothing, I'll be there. I think he's going to find a way to come back because he's got no other options, because I don't think the Packers at this point are going to trade him.
But does he enjoy this?
I don't know. You know, it's
Mike,
a dynamic
I think you
that
have
I see.
To, though, Mike. Like, I,
The dynamic I see from players from time to time goes like this. Hey, everybody, look at me. What the hell are you looking at? Right?
Well, he can always retire and do Jeopardy.
$30 million to retire, Dan.
No, I know. $30 million. When people
say that.
The
Packers will seek all of it back.
Yes. But when people say, oh, he'll retire and do Jeopardy, there's no given that he'll get to do Jeopardy. And they're not going to pay him $30 million.
Peter King made a great point a couple of weeks ago. On one hand, Aaron Rodgers has no hesitation at all to tell the world, I want to be the host of Jeopardy. No nuance, no ambiguity, no beautiful mystery, nothing. I want this job. As it comes to his football career, he won't tell us a damn thing. He's speaking in riddles and enigmas and clues and whispers and tell us what you want, Aaron. What's so hard about telling people what you want when you've already proven that you have the capacity to
Well, I said that to Shefty. Like, come on. Like, Aaron owes it to people. And then Shefty's like, no, he doesn't. I go, yes, he does.
Shefty's getting himself in line for the scoop of what happens next with Aaron. Dan, come on. Come on, Dan. Shefty's taking every bullet he can for Aaron. That whole thing about that he's the one who bull crap. Rodgers wanted that out there. Shefty took the bullet. So that when the next move comes, Shefty's the one who gets it. Rodgers wanted that out there the day that it hit. Not that wasn't Shefty sitting back working a chessboard. That was Rodgers working the chessboard that may have included Shefty as one of the pawns.
You should have Shefty on your show.
Oh, hey, welcome anytime. We tell it like it is, baby. I'm too old to give a crap anymore, Dan. Life's too short to tiptoe and kiss ass and pretend to play the game.
Do you think you could take Adam Schefter?
Oh, I could take him. Oh, I could take him.
He's in pretty good shape.
I will only pick a fight with people that I know that I could beat up.
Really?
Which is why I'd never pick a fight with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, Paulie.
Dan, it's a height thing. It's height and reach.
Yes. Yes.
Dan, that's already breaking this one down. You know, Florio's in good shape. He's got good size arms. They're sneaky. Covers them up a lot. Schefter's a thick guy. I don't know how athletic he is or if he could fight. But he was a Northwestern guy, not the toughest school.
We'll just do the tail of the tape. I'll show up anytime, any place for the measurements for the tail of the tape. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you, bud.
Thank you, man.
That's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host. I'd watch that. Florio v. Schefter. Yes, McLean.
Notice he doesn't say anything about Jay Glazer. He's not touching that.
No.
Seton learned that the hard way.
Yes, he did. You wrestled?
I threw that fight.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard that Jake Paul wants to fight you next after... is it Logan Paul? Who's fighting Floyd Mayweather? And shouldn't Floyd fight both of these brothers? Isn't it sad that boxing has gotten to the point where it's gimmicky? Where we go, how do we raise some awareness, get some publicity? How about, you know, some YouTube or TikTok guy is going to fight sort of Floyd Mayweather. Yeah. How about put both of them in the ring against Floyd? Yeah, see.
We were just sort of like sparring, me and Jake Glazer, and he was just like, yeah, you know, like, look, it's just be something like this. And he play kicked me in the thigh. And one, it was some of the most extreme pain. He play kicked me, like just messing around. It was like the most extreme pain I ever had. I had a massive bruise on me, and he immediately swept my legs out from under me. And he was just like warming up, like, yeah, you know, like just something like this. Whabang! Right down.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Okay. That he grabbed me and 14 years ago in New York from behind with my neck, and my neck has not been the same. Like he like was twisting it to get me in some kind of arm bar, some nonsense. And I was like, dude, stop. A chokehold. Get out of here. Go get my BB gun. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Channing Frye, Turner Sports NBA analyst. He won an NBA title 2016 with the Cavs over Golden State. And Channing, kind enough to join us. All right, so we know the best team you played on. What's the worst team you played on?
Ooh, that's a great question. Maybe my rookie year, the 2005 Knicks. We had the highest salary in the NBA, and I think we won 23 games that year with Larry Brown. That was a dumpster fire. It was hilarious.
What's it like showing up knowing you're going to lose?
Oh, it wasn't that we were just going to lose, because I've been on teams that were just too young that we didn't get it, but it was still fun. But it was just like Larry, we had the most starting lineups in the history of the NBA. And so you didn't know if you were going to start or not until 40 minutes on the clock. So he would tell the starting lineup and the vets. I didn't get it at that time. And now I probably do what they did. It's like just blow up. They would literally, he would write down who's going to start without telling anybody all day long. It was pretty amazing. Now that I'm retired and now I'm not in the NBA anymore.
But you have these fan bases. You had that with the Knicks, but you're also with the Lakers prior to LeBron getting there.
Oof. Yeah.
Those fan bases, when they turn on you, like,
oh, it's not fun. Which one was tougher, though?
The Knicks or the Lakers?
Oh, the Knicks, not even close. The Knicks fan base is the toughest. I was getting booed at an Applebee's. I'm just here for the endless riblet basket. I'm getting booed at. I'm like, damn, man. But you know what? And I was hurt the last 16 games. I'm in crutches. And they're booing me and David Lee. We're like, we're rookies. We don't control anything. Dude,
If you were going to explain Steph Curry to somebody who had never seen him play.
Oh, man. I would say imagine a guy that could show up on any court and probably not be picked first, but that will never leave the court because he's going to win every single game. Like he's not big. He's not extremely fast. He's not extremely athletic, but yet he's numbered one or two, depending on how old you are, the most influential person in NBA in the last 10, 20 years.
Oh, probably even more than that. I think he's more influential from the playing aspect than Jordan. I mean, Jordan, you know, that shadow is a big shadow, but Steph gave hope to anybody who steps on the basketball
floor. When Steph had success, you said, oh man, I could shoot from, if I could just, Steph's greatest superpower is a skill, right? Like Steph is like Iron Man. Like he built himself, like he worked on that and he has his innate ability and he like shooting is something that everyone can do, yet he does it so well. We're used to his audacious numbers that no one, what he's doing is so ridiculous. Like he's doing James Harden numbers without James Harden's, I mean, people underestimate how good of a scorer James Harden is. He's doing James Harden numbers without James Harden one-on-ones because he's coming off pin downs. He's coming off screens. Like it's amazing this year. And I'm, you know what? It's going to sound wild. I'm not glad that Klay got hurt, but I'm glad that people get to see this Steph Curry.
Yeah.
I don't know if we would ever have seen this Steph Curry. And I was, you know, I said something at the beginning of the year that Warriors fans got mad. I said, if he doesn't take this team to the, he's accomplished everything. And if he doesn't take this team to the playoffs, just the playoffs, that would make me disappointed because I know how good he is. And he's far exceeded that to now you have to put him top 15 all time as a player.
What's it like get switched out on him? Did you ever get switched out on him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the worst because the problem is he'll just throw the ball to Draymond and then you have to chase him. And it's not like he's going to just James Harden you or he's not going to Kyrie you. He's like, oh, you're my switch? Throw the ball to someone else. You can't practice that. You can't practice versus going over these screens. You can't stay on the body. He's too fast. He's too smart. And they set great screens. And it's just like he's impossible to guard because he's okay without the ball. And the minute you turn your head, whoosh, he's gone.
Would you want to be a teammate of Russell Westbrook's?
Me as a shooter? Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, he doesn't. He might not throw it out to you as often as you think you're going to get it there, Channing. I mean.
No, listen. Yeah. I definitely think that Russell Westbrook has gotten a lot better at creating opportunities for other people, especially on this Wizards team. I think his triple-doubles do equate to winning, but I also feel like any great player, you lean yourself towards their style of basketball, right? It just, you can't, like Steph can't go to New York and get 50 a game. Nobody's getting 50 on New York. Even, you know, Julius Randle is having a great year, but I don't know what his career high is this year. Maybe 35. It's just a system. So his system that works is fast paced. You know, you got to score in the 120s, 130s.
Is he the second best point guard of all time?
Who is?
Russ.
No.
Well, Scotty Brooks said that he's maybe.
Of course, Scott Brooks said that.
Okay.
I respect that, but no, he's not. Stop it. That's so disrespectful to either Magic Johnson or Isaiah Thomas.
Well, Magic is one.
Magic is one. Isaiah is two. Magic is, and I had this conversation last night with one of my old teammates. Magic is probably the last small guard to win multiple championships. Truly small guard that was your point guard, right?
And you mean Isaiah? Yes,
I said Isaiah.
Oh, yeah. You had Magic.
So I had Magic 1, Isaiah 2, and then, you know, depending on how you view the point guard position, then maybe, man.
Well, is Steph Curry a point guard?
I don't, to me, I think Draymond is their point guard. To me.
Okay. Is Russell, would you rather have John Stockton or Russell Westbrook?
Oh, John Stockton, stop.
Okay.
I played with Steve Nash. Dude.
Would you rather have Nash or Westbrook?
Oh, I'm taking, sorry, Nash. I'm going to take Westbrook. Sorry, Westbrook. Hey, but it just, that hurt. That hurt me saying it, but I'll take Westbrook. I hurt me saying it.
Paulie, let's bring in Steve Nash now. Steve, you just heard. No, I wouldn't do that to you.
Oh, man, killing me.
I wouldn't do that to you.
So
Lakers-Warriors look like they're on a collision course here in that play-in tournament?
I don't think they're worried about it.
The Lakers are not worried
about that. I don't think the Lakers are worried about it, and I don't think the Warriors are worried about it because I don't think the Grizzlies or the Spurs match up very well versus the Warriors, right? I think if we are just to end the season right now, I think that's how it would end. The Lakers will be 7. I think they love that matchup versus Suns, especially with a healthy LeBron and a healthy Schroeder. And then I think the Warriors are like, I think we have a chance versus Utah. I think the Warriors stylistically are Utah's bane in Utah's existence. They switch screen and roll. And so there are three things, and that's what I was talking about on TV the other day. There are three things team can do. You can play one-on-one, you can run your system, or you can do screen and roll, right? And Utah is the best screen and roll and system team in NBA. So they pass, they move, they cut. All that happens because teams can't switch. But the Warriors are the best switching team in the NBA. So they switch underneath. The last game you watched, Rudy Gobert had 10 points, but like his 10 points were just, I'm just bigger than everybody, 10 points. He had no impact on the game pretty much. Why do you think Jordan Clarkson had to go one-on-one so much? Jordan Clarkson shooting 33 shots is exactly what the Warriors want to do, right? But the problem is when you add Mike Conley and you add Donovan Mitchell, now you have more ball handlers. But neither one of those guys. So you would have Donovan Mitchell and Jordan Clarkson really are your one-on-one guys. And you would say, I'll take my chances with Draymond, Wiggins, Kelly Oubre, and Jordan Poole, Kent Bazemore with those chances. Now, I think Utah would win that series, but I think I think Golden State would give them a run for their money.
If I gave you the Nets and the Lakers or the rest of the field to win the championship,
man, first of all, I can't bet against Bron in the playoffs. I think he's too.
Yeah, but he's got to be healthy. Like, and AD's got to be healthy.
That's huge. But I'll tell you this. Listen, if I made as much money as he was, I'm pretty sure he's pretty healthy. If I know him, this dude gets 24 hours around the clock, and this is not a joke, 24-hour around-the-clock care every time he has an injury. So, for him, they didn't have a long break. A lot of guys are coming back and they're having soft tissue injuries. So you're seeing a lot of hamstring. You're seeing a lot of, you know, this year has been a weird year. For them to be 7th, I don't think the Lakers give a crap.
Have you been to LeBron's house?
Me? His old house in Cleveland.
Oh, well, so you haven't been invited to the LA crib.
No, I haven't. It's been COVID. I haven't gone to L.A. I'm going to go to his house. I'm going to raid his wine fridge. Expensive wine. I'm going right to the fridge.
What was the mansion in, was it Akron?
Akron.
What did it have in that I would be surprised at?
I mean, have you ever been to a Hilton? That's what his house looks like. You're like, hold on now. Hey, listen, where do I check in?
Wait, they got a concierge there.
Oh, for sure. Listen, we and everybody in NBA, you should take care of yourself. You get a big house. I have a big house in Portland, Oregon. My house looks like a shack compared to his house. I said, damn. I said, this was like to be a billionaire? What in the F?
Okay, best house you were ever in. Best crib.
Grant Hill. Easily.
Whoa.
Grant Hill lives in Orlando, Florida. He has like a 25,000 square foot house. And it is like, I think Obama stays there when they go to stuff in Orlando. He stays at Isleworth, the golf course.
Yeah.
He has like a tennis court. Like, you know, you got a tennis court, a pool. He got a wine room. He don't even be drinking wine like that. He got expensive wines in there. I'm like, you don't even drink wine. He got a couch in his kitchen.
Who had a club in their house? Did you ever go to somebody who had a club?
Never a club. Maybe Vince Carter, who has an equally as big house in the same neighborhood in Iowa. So it was like Vince Carter, Grant Hill and Shaq all live in the same neighborhood in Orlando. Vince may have had a club in his house. His house looks like a house MC Hammer would own.
but Shaq's crib, I think he's selling it, but that is, that's an amazing.
Yeah, all in one neighborhood, all in Isleworth. And I ended up renting a house there in Orlando. It was it was the best thing about Orlando. Other than that, it was trash. Orlando was a horrible city. I don't know why Q Rich and Vince and all them love it. I'm just like, ugh, yuck. Florida, ugh.
And I just see that Shaq bed that had the big S, the Superman on it.
Yeah, listen.
Like, who's going to buy Shaq's house? Because everything's to his size, isn't it?
Somebody's going to buy it.
Like the toilet's got to be to his size, right?
Oh, boy. It must be some dinosaur-sized toilet. Shaq is a big guy, man. Shaq, like, I'm 7 foot. However many pounds, and Shaq makes me look tiny, and I'm a big man, and Shaq makes me look tiny. I remember at a garden.
But I thought that Yao Ming made Shaq look a little more normal.
Because Yao's head is so big. Yao's head is so big, right? I remember I was on the Portland Trailblazers, and, you know, I was playing on and off with Nate McMillan because, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge was balling. And in the playoffs, they like put me in on Shaq, or not Shaq, but Yao. And I looked at the coach like, what am I going to do with that? Like, what am I going to do with this? And I'm 7 foot, and he just turns around and shoots a jumper over me. And I look at the bench like, that's the best I got. That's the best I got. Like, he outweighs me by 100 pounds. He is 5 inches taller than me. And like, he shoots the free throws for his team. He shoots the technical free throws. Like, so his skill set is super high. It's not like I can rattle him. You know, so I'm just here to annoy him and, you know, do whatever.
He's got a head that's the size of a microwave. Like it's, but he's the biggest guy I've ever. Mark Eaton was a big guy.
Yeah, I've seen him. But no, I think Shaq's, Yao's legs were like tabletops. They were so big. You couldn't move him. I was just like pushing up against the wall, like, I was yelling at my trainer, like, we need to get in the weight room this summer. More creatine.
Great appearance. Hope you're doing well there with Turner, and we appreciate having you on.
No, awesome. This is great, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Chan. That's Channing Frye.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.